Tell me you're not going to read all this stuff.
Oh, no. I knew you'd be horrified. But I was actually trying to curry favor with Craig by attaching some redline versions of the bills in here that to put in where the language is that we were talking about.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Kim Irvin Tucker. I'm the legal counsel for the Maine Lobstering Union. Although we have a lot of our members who also have scallop licenses as well, so they do have interest. My primary reason for being here is I'm afraid there is a problem with the existing language that we have in the lobster owner operator that got in there originally, sort of unintentionally. That we had been meaning to come to fix. And now if you incorporate that same language in owner-operator in these other fisheries, that problem, which is sort of a corporate loophole, infects these other fisheries. So we felt the need to say, ho, maybe we should fix it all now. So at the very back of your packet, I've taken a few pages from the 1997-98 consideration for this bill, and I think it was LD 1455, which created the owner-operator in the lobster fishery.
We can't change anything in the lobster fishery at this point. That would be a separate bill.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm raising this now because
okay.
We don't want
Thank you
to infect it with our problem. We can fix that one
Thank
later.
You
very so, much. In that language in the back here. You'll see the discussion that when the original language for owner-operator in the lobster fishery that's in 6431E was introduced, that's subsection 1B, as in boy, they used a regulation that was from Rhode Island. And the theory was that the commissioner at that time proposed was that this Rhode Island regulation had supposedly been litigated and found not to be constitutionally overbroad. And so they wanted to use that language. Unfortunately, the language that actually over the course of time and got put in actually was not the language from Rhode Island. And the Rhode Island language, to get to Representative Sutton's point about what is the percentage, the actual Rhode Island language I've included in my four pages, the skinnier part at the top here, I've actually put the Rhode Island language in. And it says that no vessel may be used in the commercial taking of lobsters, insert any fishery here, unless the operator is the registered or documented owner of said vessel. If a corporation is the documented owner of a vessel, the operator shall be the majority owner of that corporation. The way it was translated in our language, in our statute, was the person who owns the highest percentage of a partnership, corporation, or other entity that is the owner of a vessel registered under blah, blah, blah. The problem is by using highest percentage, picture a corporation that had 99 people in it, and the license holder for the lobster license has 2%. He is the highest percentage owner. That is not what's envisioned in the Rhode Island regulation. I spoke at length with the lawyer for them. In fact, they actually hadn't had it ever challenged, so the original premise was flawed. But what they did have in the original concept, and still to this day, is that the person who is the license holder must have 51% of that, the majority of that corporation or partnership. So our recommendation is that if you are going to start adding owner-operator here for these other fisheries, that we actually truly use the concept that was used in Rhode Island, and we have a majority, because otherwise you create a real corporate potential loophole there. And we would like to see owner-operator for all the reasons we all support owner-operator as promoting family fisheries, that curing that defect that occurred in 1998, we would very much like to see at least in these fisheries, and then we would like to also see it in the lobster fishery rather than us infect them. The next issue was it looked like your language proposed a change from major substantive rules to routine technical. I have attached in the first, right behind the first blue sheet here, the actual language from the Maine Administrative Procedures Act. all rules, all statutes that require rulemaking have two categories of rulemaking: routine, technical, and major substantive. But like the discussion here that Representative Kamega and Representative Devin had about right now, we're very comfortable with the professionalism of the commissioner, so we feel comfortable saying routine, technical. And before we didn't feel that way. That's why we said major substantive. The reality is the Administrative Procedures Act doesn't contemplate that kind of personality-driven trust level. It's a very objective criteria. And we think under the objective criteria that is laid out in Title V, Chapter 375, Subchapter 2A, Section 8071, where it talks about what a routine technical and it talks about what major substantive is, we think that these clearly are major substantive. And so we very much press this both on our lobster bills and on this one. We want to be consistent with that where somebody's livelihood is being impacted, where it increases the cost of doing business, that it must be major substantive. That and where there's a significant amount of discretion in the interpretation of the language of the bill, again, it's major substantive. We think it's an objective criteria that should be uniformly applied and not driven by any other considerations. And then the final issue was, you had a definition in here of family members, and it made a big point about by blood, by adoption, to make sure it was included of both by blood and adoptive. But on the when you referenced in both bills grandchildren, grandchild, or grandparent, it was silent as to by blood and adoption. So we just recommended that there's a little dweeby thing in here, that you make it clear that it also is by blood and or adoption, because otherwise if you omitted that language, it might imply that you meant a different result for grandchildren and grandparents. And I guess my final point, since the discussion, it's not in my written notes here, but on the point of grandfathering, as a lawyer, typically when you're taking something away from somebody, it's not routine to do that. Whenever there's a law being imposed that creates a new burden, like this, a huge burden, like buying a vessel, they have grandfathering. And there's a paragraph in that very back section for the original draft of LD 1455 that had a paragraph in there that had some grandfathering language. And we also always support preserving any kind of family commingling. So we supported the language more of 68 in that regard, that it would allow any time, especially with an aging population that we have in these kinds of fisheries where they've shut down the fishery and giving new licenses out for so long and it's an aging population, we think being able to have family members fish together is really important. And for the minor amount of people who would continue to fish that didn't themselves own the boat, I think I heard the number 20%. With this kind of an aging population of license holders, attrition will take care of that over time, and we think that we shouldn't be taking people's rights away, that it preserved this fishery up to this point. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Hearing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else?